Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. What an amazing show we got for you. Holy cow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just one second. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's the first show of the new year. Yeah, I took the holidays. I'm back from seeing family. It's going around some sort of like lung infection because I got like a upper respiratory infection. So I could have nipped it in the bud a little earlier than I did, but I kept it at bay. But I'm like, Thursday I'm seeing my doctor. So the 31st, I think it was. The 30th, I'm seeing my doctor Thursday, and I'm like, I think I got enough respiratory things. So they do the whole COVID test and everything, and it's amazing because I've had like 7 or 8 or 9 COVID tests, and every time I've had a test, they've been all different. I've had them go into the back of my throat and in my nose, all the way in the back of my nose, halfway through my nose, you know, two. Close and in the back, all kind of stuff, you know, so it's just crazy because it's never been like that, like a, this is the test for COVID. Every time it's totally different, you know, so, you know, it wasn't COVID, but, and we didn't know anyone that, we don't know anyone that's sick, no one was, but it was good times, you know, so when I was going to start back, like the beginning of the new year, I had the upper respiratory thing, so I was battling on that, and I wasn't about to try to do a conversation with that, you know, so I'm like, okay, I'm taking a week off. I got to recoup, so, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in. There's so much, I hope you all have a great 2020. Didn't remember, or if you didn't hear, Biden actually, like, in one of these speeches he gave, he said, like, wishing everyone a great 2020. And I'm sure a lot of you that listen to this program have seen the video where he's supposedly going up to talk to press, and when you see the microphones come up towards him, you can tell he's in front of a green screen. It's obvious. I mean, I feel sorry. It makes me, as much as I dislike him, 1,000,000%, it sickens me what they're doing to that man. He has no idea what day it is. That dude should be in a dementia wing in a home. It's sad. Of course, I got my niece got me my ugly Christmas sweater, and it has Let's Go Brandon on it. I got Joe Biden toilet paper to go along with my Obama toilet paper. But it's kind of funny because you know how all these people tell you to do one thing and then they do something else, you know, AOC, wear a mask and social distance and do all this. They tell you one thing, but then they do something else, and she was caught in Florida doing all this crap. Well, it turned out she got COVID. I want to get into stuff about the Supreme Court, and I'm trying to find out, like, when they resume on that, because, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to get into so much. But don't forget Ephesians 4:2. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and I want you to keep a bunch of my friends in prayer. I want to get into something that I've noticed recently. And a lot of people, I've been healthy my whole life, and now I'm having all these issues, and what's going on, Kyle? And of course, I'm praying for him and all this stuff, and I found out, like, because that's the big thing right now. A lot of people post this, and it's like, and instantly like that, poof, everyone's allergic to wheat. Well, not really. I mean, actually, I met a guy that was diagnosed with celiac in 72, and back then the thought was you would outgrow the thing. You would outgrow it. It was actually found in the 50s. It was a German scientist, and it's probably been around for a very long time, but people just back then didn't know, and just, you know, they toughed it out. And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is, like, I suffer from, I don't talk a lot about my ailments, but I do suffer from, I'm like William Shatner, you know, I have a sleep machine. I stop breathing when I sleep. And like a lot of people do sleep apnea, and it's, you have it your whole life. That's what you find out. But it's when you're younger, you're able to deal with it. You're able to get on and go and do. You don't, the fact that you sleep for like 20 minutes and then when you stop breathing, you wake up from it without really subconsciously knowing it. And then you go back to sleep and you wake up. Then you sleep for like maybe 10 minutes, then you wake up because you stop breathing, and those times where you stop breathing and you wake up and you go back to sleep and then you wake up and you don't really get a true night's sleep. You know, that's been going on your whole life. You just, now that you're 40 plus, now it affects your blood pressure and all kinds of stuff, you know, and I tell people that, and I'm open. I'm like, you know, when people, because I have people come up to me and like, hey, can I ask you a question? Okay, sure, whatever, you know, but when I'm like, maybe some of this stuff, depending, you've had for, I mean, unless it's like blood pressure or something like that, you know, you've never had that, but some of this stuff, it may be something that you've had for a long time, like, hey, you've had a sour stomach or whatever, and you've, you know, because we believe my grandma had celiac, and never knew it. And that's one question I do have, because, like, hey, my grandma lived to be like 94 and lived a very great, amazing life. Though, since we lived in totally different states, the very few times I got to see her, I cherished every moment. And it's like, you know, so I do think some of the times, it's probably something you've been dealing with your whole life. It's just you, your body was able to cope with it. And now that your body's showing, since it can't 100% cope, you're dealing with it, and now it's coming to, because I was having high blood pressure and all this stuff and all these things, and even with this upper respiratory thing with like this sinus infection, I would have had it nipped in the bud a lot sooner, but why go to an urgent care when I can go to my doctor in 4 days? So that's on, but then again, when you do that, they instantly like, okay, COVID test, because that's the thing, because this is like for the longest time, I've said this, and we've said this, you know, that like, okay, if you break your leg, and I actually said this, if you break your leg or you have to get something, you have to go to the hospital to get it taken out, checked out, a lot of them, before they admit you, they do a COVID test so that they know what to, so they know if you've got it or not, or, you know, whatever, before they admit you. And Dr. Fauci admitted this, and I said this. If you test positive for COVID, you're a COVID patient, period. You may have gone in there just to get a cast put on your broken leg, and once it's on there, once they, like, straighten it out and they get the cast on you, you'll go home, but you're listed as a COVID patient because you had COVID. And now Dr. Fauci is saying that a lot of the data on the kids is being misconstrued because of that very thing. They're going in to get, like, 10 stitches, or they're going in for a broken leg or something that has nothing to do with being sick, and somehow they test positive for COVID because they have it unbeknownst, or it's the start of it or whatever, and they're not sick or don't feel bad. And because of that, guess what? They're listed as a COVID. Like, they're admitted for being hospitalized for COVID, even though they just went in there to get stitches or whatever the case. And a lot of these things that are starting to come to fruition, that, oh, That's a conspiracy. People aren't getting drunk and getting in a car wreck, and then when they tested positive for COVID, nearly they were writing them down as a COVID death. That's not happening. Well, if they're taking someone that broke their leg and saying that they were a COVID patient, then here. They were doing it over there, but I was criticized for that. But now Dr. Fauci's even admitting it's going on. So it's just one of those things, you know, that a lot of these, it's like the FDA, now they finally lost the case, and they have the Pfizer documents, you know, with the Pfizer vaccine, they're having to release them. By August, we should have all the documents. They couldn't. It's just scary how people don't, I know like seven people who have had COVID recently who are fully vaccinated. You don't hear about people getting polio who had the vaccine, because this is not a vaccine, folks. It doesn't have a weakened or dead virus in it. What you don't understand is, remember when people were like panicking and when they realized that, wait a minute, this is COVID-19 and Lysol kills COVID, and they were hugging it and kicking them. People were buying like 75 cases of it and trying to sell it on eBay and stuff and hoarding it. Well, no one ever sat there and said, wait a minute, how can this kill? Well, SARS is basically COVID. What we're dealing with now is SARS-CoV-2, and I don't think we would even be in the predicament we are if they wouldn't have pushed this panic, freak out everyone, if they would have just let it play out like SARS and H1N1 and swine flu and all these things. If they would have just let it play out like those, we wouldn't be here. But the media is all so deadly, so dangerous. We have hospitals overflowing with patients. And people still buy this crap, even though, like that, like they were, like ABC and CBS and stuff were known to have used staged photos. There's one of an Indianapolis hospital, and it was like, this is a refrigerator truck with the bodies, because there's so many people dying. And it was from an Indianapolis newspaper, and in the photo is a car. I think there was one or two cars, and they had front license plates. Indiana didn't have front license plates. They were actually New York license plates, because it was a New York thing. It was all staged. And there was an old photo. But people don't care. People still like, I mean, you still got Karens out there. My wife told me, I don't know if this is true, but my producer, my wife told me that, like, if you like lose it, if you're like a whiny baby that loses it and pounce and carries on, that's a Karen as a female. But I guess Kyle is the male version of that. That's not me. I mean, I kind of get that way a little bit. Like if it's like, dude, are you serious? Like I do get frustrated. Like, are you kidding me right now? They wanted to wait till 2076. I'd be 101 years old before all the data on this COVID vaccine and the stuff they found out. It's just ridiculous. I mean, look at the Supreme Court stuff. You know, this is what scares me about the Supreme Court thing, because you wonder if they can, okay, like, well, this is, if they render a decision on why they, like, okay, how do you get it passed? Because I feel like we're going to find, are they going to keep trying to bring something to the Supreme Court until they figure out a way to get it through? Well, they blocked it because of this, so let's try that. Oh, they blocked it again, let's try it again. You know, are they going to do like an Obamacare? Do it until they, oh, it's a tax. Supposedly where I work, the mandate is in effect, technically. It's, yeah, granted it's being heard in the Supreme Court, but until they render a decision, since Obama has reinstated it, it's this mandate or whatever. It's and until they tell me to get the tests, because I guess I can get the tests or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how they can force unvaccinated people to get tested when 67.7% of the hospitalized people with COVID are vaccinated. Because when I was trying to explain something to someone, I'm like, because they're having problems in Israel, and they're on like they're on like a third booster. That's because that's your opinion. Someone said that, and like I just gave up. I shared a Epoch Times link, you know, the Facts Matter with Roman from the Epic Times. I get frustrated. Like I've said before, and I say this on the conversation a lot, I'll tell you when it's my opinion and when it's a fact. If you take a guitar, electric guitar, and you plug it into an amp, the magnetic pickups cannot differentiate between woods. If you have a Gibson guitar plugged into an amp, those magnetic pickups cannot, you can't sit there and go, okay, well, I can hear from that magnetic pickup that that's a two-piece body or a three-piece body. You can't. Now, if you unplug it and it's acoustic and all you're hearing is the wood, then it's going to make a difference. But magnetic pickups, and it's been proven that magnetic pickups is not going to make a difference in the sound. But whatever, that's fact, not opinion. There's a difference. And when 67.7% of the population is hospitalized, already has a vaccine, that's a fact. That's not opinion. But don't worry, folks. Some people don't get that. That's what frustrates me. But then I just want to say, well, why do I have to test for the COVID every week when I'm going to bring that up and say, well, why do I have to test for COVID every week when these two people I work with have the vaccine, they're fully vaccinated, but they have COVID. And then they have these sheets up like the CDC and can this manipulate the DNA? Can this do this and all this misfactor fiction and all this crap? And I'm like, they can't tell you what the vaccine does or doesn't do because supposedly they are admitting now that they didn't know that this vaccine, which it's not, it's a shot because it's not an actual vaccine, but this shot, they didn't know that the effectiveness rate of it would drop. Like the Johnson & Johnson is like 13% after 6 months. It's that ineffective. That's why it frustrates me when people share stuff like, imagine if people didn't get the polio vaccine. Well, how many people were testing positive for polio after the vaccine? They weren't. See, a true vaccine is actually a virus in a deadened or very, very weak state that you inject into the body so that your body attacks it. See, when you have celiac disease, your body assumes wheat, barley, and rye and these certain ingredients are an enemy, so it attacks it. It's an autoimmune response. And that's what this does. When you put this into your body, it has an autoimmune response, and your body fights that virus. Since it's basically very, very weakened or dead, it can't hurt you, but you learn to fight it. This doesn't have that. And they didn't, you know, it's amazing. They can't tell you the long term. They can't say that this is safe and effective. They can't tell you that. What's the long-term effects of it? You can't tell me because this vaccine was supposed to get us back to normal. Now you didn't know that this vaccine was going to lose its effectiveness. Things have changed. They don't know. They can't tell you they know the long-term effect. They had Pfizer, I think it was Moderna or Pfizer scientists that were on hidden camera. And my kids won't get this vaccine. We don't know the long-term effects of it on them. No way. My kids won't be getting that, never. Because they don't know the long-term effects of it, and they can't know. But that's the problem. They just try to, you know, at least I am who I am. I have freedoms and rights. And if crap loads of vaccinated people around me are getting COVID, and I'm not, that says something. People, and what's crazy is people aren't getting bells, because the narrative now is like, trust me, since you're vaccinated, you would have been way sicker. This Omicron variant's like not that bad at all, and supposedly in LA County, They've found people that have like a 50-50 COVID flu mix. This is, I believe, this virus, and this is my opinion, that it is working itself out like SARS, the original COVID, and like the swine flu, H1N1, stuff like that. And I believe it would have worked itself out by now if they wouldn't have been pushing these vaccines and all this crap. But, you know, you put fear and panic. Don't worry, because AOC pushes all this. Well, I think, you know, these, it's like Gretchen Whitmer and all these people that rules for me and not for thee. Oh, you need to wear a mask. You need to social distance. You need to do all this crap. And what do they do? She gets caught in Florida without a mask on and stuff. And guess what? She comes back and she has COVID. Now, we don't know the timeline. Like, okay, like, did she get it when she got back? Did she get it when she was in Florida? Who knows? But it's just hilarious. I mean, it's just funny, you know, because she's always pushing masks and all this crap. And then when she's thinking she's not being filmed, because there's so many photos of these politicians that you see them all around strutting with their masks. But when they think no one's watching, they've got no mask on. They got this on, like that Obama birthday party in Hawaii where tons of people got COVID. No one was wearing masks. And there's jokes like, well, she got COVID. Did she actually get the vaccine? And I say she probably did. Even, I mean, it's hard to say because I know so many people who have gotten COVID who are fully vaccinated. But none of them are like, wait a minute here. Why aren't bells going off in people's heads saying, wait a minute here. I got the vaccine and I got COVID. Now they got people believing that. So I guess since I've had like hepatitis A shots, I think one of those, like one of the hepatitises or both of them I've had a long, long time ago. I guess, can I still get it? I mean, why aren't people putting two and two together saying, wait a minute, I've never had boosters for any other type of shot for any other type of, and I mean, so you understand, because someone's going to call me out on this. There are vaccines that have like three shots that you get one, but after your three doses or whatever, you know, bing, bada, boom, you're done. Good to go. Like, I'm talking like after these two shots, you were considered fully vaccinated. Now, in many places, you have to have a first or second booster. No one's questioning, wait a minute, why do we've never needed a booster after, if to get like hepatitis, there's two shots or three shots or whatever the routine is. You know, besides like if it's like a two-shot thing and you got like your shingle shot or whatever the case may be, or if it's just one or whatever, after you got what's considered the shingle shot, none of these have like boosters. It's not like, okay, yeah, you've had shingles, okay. Yeah, it's been 8 months. You need to get, now there might be one out there, you know, that, hey, just this is the same, we're giving you the exact same thing we gave you last time. It just helps re-energize the body because it has the actual thing in there and your body fights it, so build the antibodies back up. There might be, I don't know, but 99% of what I know, when you get like a shot, you get the shot and you're good to go, or the two shot or the three shot thing and you're good, and I've never had to go back to get a booster for any of the things except for tetanus. I gotta get that. I don't know. I guess pharmacies do it now. So I don't know. But it's just crazy, you know. But it's just what we live in. Rules for me, not for thee, you know. It's funny how all these celebrities get busted with pushing people with masks, and then they don't get have a mask, and then they... I'm just waiting for her to blame, like, the Florida's loose policies. We can't blame Florida's loose policies because you were following them. You were not wearing a mask. You know, if you really wanted to, AOC, you could have been down there with a full mask on and saying, hey, I'm practicing what I preach. So. But hey. You know, so it's what we do. And we stand up. You know, you got to stand up. That's the problem. If everyone's running towards, this is where we are in this country. Everyone's running towards the cliff, and I'm running away from it, and I'm the one that's crazy. So, I don't know. It's just interesting. This world we live in. I mean, you got the Supreme Court, and that's what really scares me as I get back to the Supreme Court thing is, you know, they said, like, okay, for the longest time, why haven't they done that with polio? Why haven't they done that with the flu or this or that? And I'm wondering, okay, well, so if we come back mandating 15 shots, then why aren't they mandating it? It's crazy. It is. I mean, I just can't believe how a lot of people aren't waking up to, okay, because they've got them brainwashed. Well, you're not as sick as you'd have been really sick. But then don't call it a vaccine. Call it, hey, this is like a COVID shot. This is like a flu shot. It's not going to stop the spread. You can still get it. You should be less sick. There's no guarantee. You can still be hospitalized and die from it. You can have major side effects. My wife, I don't know if you've ever seen a Michael J. Fox, and he has Parkinson's, and he has the shakes. This dude has gotten the vaccine, and he's convulsing basically like nonstop. And it's sad. It's sad. It really is. Because they're fear-mongering people in. Well, it's like that, the ex-New York governor is like, well, you know what, Mr. Cuomo, you know, before he got let go, well, these vaccines were not going to be optional. We were just hoping you'd just shut up and get it without even questioning it. It's funny how, like I've said this myriad times, how many people, I question stuff, always have. Why aren't people questioning these shots or anything about what's going on? I don't see anyone going, wait a minute here. These vaccines are supposed to get us back to normal. Now there's people who have gotten the vaccine. I don't even see vaccinated people who have COVID, like Whoopi Goldberg. Thank God, because she's at least going, wait a minute here. I was boosted. I had the booster. And she's, how in the heck could I get COVID? She's at least one of the few people I've actually met that I've seen that's actually come out like kind of confused. They're like, wait a minute here. This vaccine was supposed to end it all. But anywho, you know, at least she's someone that's like, wait a minute, how could I get this? I was vaccinated and boosted and everything. I know so many people that have had the vaccine and they got COVID and they're like, well, man, I probably would have been way worse than I was. Thank God for the vaccine. You shouldn't have gotten it if you're vaccinated. It's amazing how many people are going backwards. I got about just under 30 minutes left, about 29 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. But it's scary how many vaccinated people are getting COVID, and I don't see anyone really like, wait a minute here, what the heck? I don't see anyone who's saying we need boosters. Wait a minute, this shot was supposed to get us back to normal. Pardon me. But it's not. They don't get it. They need to wake up and say, wait a minute here. No one's scratching their head saying, wait a minute. First we were told to do this. Now we're told to do this. Now we're told, and the narrative keeps changing. Well, you know, now the vaccines, because they're not vaccines, but the shot, that's not as effective. Oh, they're safe. They're so safe that when we first gave them to you, we assumed that would be all you need. But now we've realized that these don't, their effectiveness dwindles really fast. Therefore, now we've come up with boosters. If they didn't know in the very beginning that these vaccines wouldn't last, and like the effectiveness would dwindle like dramatically to like 40% and even 13% at 6 months. If they didn't know that when they were saying that, hey, we need to get back to normal, get everyone vaccinated. If they didn't truly know that, then how can they know the efficacy of these? Pardon me. But I still believe that this is a population controller, that a big portion of the women that get this is going to make them sterile. And I think some of them don't ever know it. I think they'll just end up finding out they can't have babies when they get older. If they're like a 17-year-old or a 15-year-old or 13-year-old and they get the shot, I don't think it'll be readily available. Unless they find out that, hey, my period becomes irregular or something, and you know, something like that. I think they may not realize until they try to get to, hey, you're sterile. I truly believe this. Because there are people that still want to have a one world government with this. And what I mean by that is it's a vaccine passport technically. That way, okay, so every nation is on the same page so that you don't, okay, well, I'm compliant in Indiana, but if I go to Florida, I'm not, you know, they have different laws. Or if I go to France or England or Germany, I want to make sure that I can, because wait a minute, I can go into restaurants and stuff and places in France, but because they have different rules in Germany, I'm not able to go into restaurants and stuff in Germany because, see, these are the requirements Germany does instead of France or England. They're all different. Well, they want to try to get everyone on the same page. Hey, it's on the vice of safety and security. That's what it is. That's just until, yeah, but you think it's not just, it's going to be a passport. It's going to be red and green. If it's green, you can go about the country, do whatever you want to, go wherever you want to. If the government don't like you, they'll make it red. Yeah, it says here, it comes up on your passport that you haven't gotten, no, I'm fully vaccinated. No, well, I'm not by this. And they'll make it red or do whatever they, yeah, you can't actually go grocery shopping now because your passport comes up as red. No, it's green, sir. I'm sorry. And they will control you. They will run your life. If they get this vaccine mandate through, they can mandate anything. Right now, it's in the vice of safety. Like, how, you know, it's on the vice of safety and security. Just wait until they mandate stuff you don't agree with or you're against 100%. It may be something great like a vaccine now. Well, it's not really a vaccine, but they call it that because they've reworded they changed the definition of vaccine so that they can call it one. But my point is, just wait until it's something you don't agree with. It's amazing. Like in the 50s and 60s, when Elvis was on TV, they couldn't show his pelvis because it was the censors. Brady Bunch was the first TV show to have a man and woman sleep in the same bed. But they couldn't show the toilet in the bathroom. Censors wouldn't allow it. Listen to, if you ever get, and I've said this before in the program, listen to Regulate by Warren G. If you know like I know, we ain't going to step to this. It's a G-Funk era. And they edit the word, if you smoke like I smoke, then you, like every, they edit the word high. It was You couldn't say that. The censors wouldn't allow hi. So they had to edit that and it's silence. Now, they would be cussing out the yin-yang and it wouldn't even be edited on TV. It's a whole, and they just keep slowly, well, it's just, no, we're not taking away your freedoms. It's just a little bit, and they nudge away, and before you know it, you don't have any freedom. They're just picking away at it slowly. Well, first of all, it's just a man and woman in the bed. We're not showing the toilet, but it's just a bathroom. And then when they find the clip that, they got a piece of, showing the toilet ain't that bad, come on. And then the censors allow the toilet, and then they allow someone to be on the toilet when they film in the TV show. And what went from not being able to show a toilet or a bathroom to now you have a guy going to the bathroom on there, number two, on a TV show. And before you know it, well, it's just a vaccine, man. Come on. It's for the spice of safety and security. And then that slowly moves. And before you know it, then it's this. And then it's that. And then it's, and before you know it, you got to comply with the regime or you ain't got a life. I mean, questioning science is science. I mean, it's amazing how... Like, I've seen videos of people that were criticizing Dr. Fauci 20, 30 years ago. You know, I mean, it's like, I used to be a huge NASCAR fan. And racer Brandon Brown has signed an 8-figure sponsorship deal with the Let's Go Brandon cryptic coin maker, despite the racing organization's decision to disallow LBG coin ad placement on his car. It's funny because they had Black Lives Matter on there, but yeah, I've not watched, when they started to do the segments and crap and they started changing completely, I haven't watched it in so long and I'm totally done. I don't know how people are still going to watch this. I don't know how you can. It's spitting in the face. It's like, their freedom of speech. Well, it depends. We allow certain freedom of speech, but not, you know, Black Lives Matter. You can have who is it? Will Johnson said this. I love Will. I love Will Minded Jamal and stuff. And they always talk about how, like, my black neighbors, they're cool. My white neighbors, all my white neighbors are the ones that have the Black Lives Matter signs in their front yard. Not my black neighbors. And Will Johnson goes, my white neighbor, I just want to go up there and tear the, he has a Black Lives Matter sign in his yard and he's white. I'm black and I don't even support the organization. And he goes, I just want to go up and tear that sign and rip it out, but I'm a Christian. You know, when do we stand up as Christians and say, I'm a Christian? Sorry. Because I just want to sit there and pull someone aside and I'm not doing that work and say, I got a question. You're going to make me test every week for the coronavirus when people who are here have been vaccinated and gotten it? If you're not going to, bullcrap, sue your ass in court. Because if you're going to force me to test for COVID every week when this person right here is fully vaccinated and she's gotten COVID and she doesn't have to test, I haven't gotten it. She has, and she's vaccinated. So why am I testing and she's not? That's what we got to stand up for our rights. We're Christians. It's time to push back. I mean, remember when Nancy Pelosi, remember this flashback? In 2011, when Nancy Pelosi praised the storming of the Wisconsin State Capitol. Remember that? I remember that. But now, these terrorists on January 6th, we are going to make sure that they are all publicly hung. How dare they? Now, January 6th, that's my house. My taxes pay for it. That's our house. These are our streets. They were walking into their house. And I say walking because they were walking. You know, they were let in. You know, if I hate when they were insurrectionists. Show me what fence they broke. Show me where was the security? If you had all those, if all this stuff was supposed to be planned and you knew it was going to happen, why didn't you have security? Where was the National Guard? Why didn't you do anything? It's kind of like you go outside without a coat and then you complain it's cold. Well, you know it's cold. You don't have security. You don't beef up anything. You don't have National Guard there or nothing. But you're going to complain about people that are let in. All the while, you're like praising people that stormed the Wisconsin Capitol in 2011. I don't think so. I want to get into this because there's a man arrested with explosives and child porn discovered in his house. A man in Chesapeake, Virginia was arrested and later charged once the FBI issued a search warrant and located explosives and child pornography inside the house. This investigation's search warrant said Kim Joseph Habit, 48, was charged with knowingly shipping, transporting, and receiving any explosive without a license or permit, and also possessing child porn. Sick. It's just sad. I mean, I'm glad this person is being taken off the street. And said he lives with his mother and he's 73. And he's 48. And no, he's 48, but he lives with a 73-year-old mother is what I meant. Just, I don't know. Just sad. But it's nice to see getting someone like that off the street. I mean, I've been watching these people. There's a bunch of, I don't know if you ever saw the To Catch a Predator. There's a ton of people that do it now, and I can't believe how many of these people go on YouTube. They just set up an account of like a 14-year-old boy or a 13-year-old girl, and they just wait, and people will hit them up. And the chat logs are, oh, it's disgusting. And then they meet up, and then they usually get the police involved and all this stuff, and it's just sick. It's just crazy, you know, because you don't, I mean, and how many, and then some of them have been caught like 3 times, and then there was one guy that was on like a little, like, I don't want to say like a donut shop or something like that. Man, yep. There was a for sale sign on the door real quick. It's just crazy, you know, that, I mean, and these people do it all the time. And then these people try to run and they get their license plate. And they said, well, I'm like, man, you got a choice, man. They're going to find out anyways, but you either call the cops or your wife. I mean, I cannot believe how many people are like having a 13-year-old daughter at home and they're trying to pick up a 14-year-old. It's just, oh. And one of them, the lady's like, I want a divorce now. He's going to have to get the police to come and get his stuff. He's not welcome in this house ever again. Click. One lady's like, yeah, get the police involved, please. He needs to go to jail. But a guy with like child porn and explosives and stuff, including black powder, and he had like grenade stuff. I'm telling you, dude, I don't understand what this world's come to. But it's crazy. I mean, what's going on in this world? I mean, you got MacArthur pledging to boot, like, Adam Schiff and all these things off their pedestals and stuff, and then off their committees and all this. I'm like, I stand up as a Christian. I don't back down. God bless you. You want to hear about the Bible? I'll sit down. I'll pray for you. I'm not backing down, though. Don't worry, folks. Talk is cheap. Seeing is believing. You know, all these things that they're investigating in Georgia, we have people that we know that did illegal ballot harvesting and da-da-da-da. Yeah, okay. The day the election is overturned and Trump gets back in the White House, seeing is believing. I'll see it when I believe it. Until I see some actual Republicans have a backbone and stand up. Oh, no. They keep spending and spending and spending. What do they need my tax dollars when they keep spending money? And I can't believe how many people, why is the stuff in the store so expensive? I don't understand. Well, the Democrats want to keep spending more and more and more and more and more money. How can they spend more and 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 more money, but the dollar doesn't get... Oh, don't worry, the dollar's not going to be devalued. It's okay. Yeah, just give everyone a printing press in their house. If you want to go buy something, just go print some money off. Yes, sir. I mean, because of looting and rioting and stuff, even Home Depot now have some tools that are Bluetooth to where if it's not rung up at the register and stuff down, it's like those gift cards that they have to be activated at the register or they're worthless. It's like those. The tool won't work unless it's activated at the register. Once you get it activated, I'm afraid, like, somehow it wouldn't activate or something. Sir, yeah, it was never activated. You didn't print. No, I got the receipt right here, sir. If you actually paid for it, you had to make this receipt at home. It would have been activated. No, I did. I have the bank statement right here, sir. I'm just waiting because they have, like, shopping carts now. Like, when they leave the store, they won't move. Now, hopefully it has something that, like, deactivates it when you go through the line. So if you got stuff and you got to take it to your car that you purchased, the wheel don't lock. I don't know. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Thank you so much. Follow the science, folks. Question it. Don't let people tell you, oh, it's safe. It's ethical. Okay, what's the long-term? That's why I told someone, what's the long-term effects of it? You can't tell me because no one knows, so how can you tell me it's safe? Zantac is safe. It got FDA approval and everything. It went through the whole approval process. And guess what? Oh, yeah, that's right. People have gotten cancer from it because it has the cancer-causing agent MDMA in it. Oh. Ooh. I thought that was safe. Yeah, 30-some-year-old heartburn medication causes cancer, but a 2-week-old vaccine, that's not really a vaccine, but they call it that, and they change the wording to get it called that. Guess what? It's safe. We know it is. Just trust us. Just shut up and get it. I mean, we were hoping you would just get the vaccine before we had to admit that the vaccine was not really an option. We were gonna force you to get it, but since you're, you know, if someone hasn't gotten the vaccine by now, they never will. Well, you've just been misinformed. Good. Then I'm going to keep my misinformation. Good. So I'm misinformed that 7 people I know have the coronavirus or have had it recently who are fully vaccinated. That's misinformation. The fact that they've gotten the vaccine and they've gotten COVID. How is that misinformation? How is 67.7% of the hospitalized people having COVID? How is that misinformation? If you've gotten the virus after you've been vaccinated and boosted, how is that misinformation that Whoopi Goldberg, either she, well, she actually comes out like that she even got the virus. So, you know, she's legit because she's like, wait a minute, I didn't think I could get it. So what it is. I mean, there was a doctor, I don't know if you know this, but you ever heard of that magic pill that guys love, Viagra? If you want to know what it really is, it's a two-part pill. First of all, it is a blood pressure medication, first and foremost. And second of all, it puts nitric oxide into the body and blood, especially mainly in the lungs. And when you get knocked out, like if you have COVID and you have a hard time breathing, and they're actually looking into this, like if you have bronchitis, pneumonia, and you're having a hard time breathing and you have respiratory problems, this lady was on her deathbed. Okay, they're about ready to pull the plug. She can't breathe, she's on ventilator. Since we're not going to keep her alive anymore, it's pointless. He OD'd her on Viagra. Why not? And guess what happened? She made almost an instant recovery. Why? Because when you have the issue with lung problems, the COVID, you deplete your nitric oxide levels, and that regenerates it. So guess what? What does that mean for the lay folk? They can actually probably, if this proves to be successful more than this one time, which I don't know how many people have done it, I've only heard of one, they can at least say, hey, not only, because some of these are not even, well, hey, people have taken hydroxychloroquine and it worked, or whatever, you know, that ivermectin, and it's been showing massively to work. Well, since it's not, I don't hand it out because it's not FDA approved for that, and I don't believe it, because there are some docs that will be like that. Well, I thought I had the right to try. But this, if you're having trouble breathing, that actually, you have low nitric oxide levels. Well, this will actually increase those. So one of the things that this drug is designed for, that actually helps. So you can actually say, well, since this is designed for, you could actually use it for that purpose. You can't use Viagra for COVID. Well, if you're on a ventilator and you have depleted nitric oxide levels in your lungs, that can increase it. It's not, that's a misnomer. One of the side effects is when you take Viagra, you can get a boner. You can get a hard on. That's a side effect, and that's not really what it's designed for. It's designed for, it's a blood pressure medication first and foremost, and it produces nitric oxide in the lungs. There, a lot of these medications, like technically, if you couldn't prescribe a Viagra for what it was designed for, since if you can only prescribe it for what it's designed for, if you ain't got blood pressure issues or this, I can't give it to you. Sorry. It's not what it's designed for. You know, because there's a lot of that going around with COVID. Well, since this is not really made for this or whatever the case may be, you're kind of screwed because because that's a lot of people. I won't give you this because, you know, this is heresy that this, because there are some doctors that have their hair up their butts like, well, I'm not going to get in trouble for prescribing something. This is not designed. I thought I had the right to try. And I think it should be a part of right to try. I know right to try is, okay, hey, See, and that's what I hate, because this whole vaccine is kind of like an emergency use authorization, like right to try type thing. Well, don't I have the right to, if vaccinated people are getting the virus anyways, then how am I affecting you by not getting, because they say like, well, you can save lives and make this, how is getting the vaccine making it better for me? People around me who are vaccinated are getting COVID like crazy, and I'm not even getting it. So this whole narrative is exploding with this. Well, we need to get back to normal by it's too late now because all these people bought into the stupid vaccine. That's what, as I close here, folks, I just can't believe how many people I know that are fully vaccinated that have gotten COVID. But don't worry, folks. I'm the a-hole. I just want to sit there and say, like, yeah, I got a question. So how am I going to, if like, all these people around me who have been vaccinated have gotten COVID and I haven't and I'm unvaccinated, how is it going to make anything better? All it's going to do is get me to weaken my immune system so I can be more susceptible to this crap. I don't want that. You just need to shut up and get the vaccine. We'll never get back to normal. What do you mean get back to normal? I didn't know normal meant getting a vaccine that lets you get the virus that you're trying to protect yourself against. That's just what I don't understand. And I just wish more people that got the coronavirus who were fully vaccinated would wake up and say, wait a minute, I just want to put one of them, I just want to like pull her aside and say, like, wasn't this supposed to stop you from getting the virus? Then how did you get it? You know, like, what the hell? I don't know. But I can't believe how many people, a lot of them don't get it and are like, they're not like questioning, at least Whoopi Goldberg is, questioning how could she get a virus from a vaccine that's supposed to keep her from getting it. We need more people like her that are flipped out saying, wait a minute, I shouldn't be able to get the virus. I'm vaccinated. But that's not the case. But just know this, folks. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Remember, folks, if everyone's running to the cliff and you're running away, you might be doing the right thing. Stand up for something, even if it's wrong. God bless you, and goodbye.